So just to back up, what we're going to be talking about today is the Master Municipal Construction Documents. The most current version of this looks like this. It's called the Platinum Edition. There was a previous one, which you may be more familiar with, the Gold Book. And we're going to be talking today about the benefits of that document, where it's best used, and where it should not be used. We're going to talk about the contract language part of it specifically. And so why was I chosen to make this presentation? Well, I've been involved with this organization since before it started. I was asked in 1990 or 91 to participate on a short-term basis with a project that the BC Road Builders were involved in to develop some standardization for the industry. And that's become a part-time career for me as I've stayed with it all this many years. The reason I stay with it is because I think it's a very worthwhile project and has a lot of benefits for those of us in the industry. And when I say us, I'm coming from a contractor's perspective. I've never worked for a municipality. Although I do some consulting from time to time, I don't do it as a consultant for municipal projects. I've always been a contractor or a manufacturer supplying contractors, specifically concrete pipe, concrete block, and for the last 20 years or so, aggregates. So 4 days a week, I put on my hard hat and steel-toed boots, and I go out and help make big ones into little ones in the right gradation for municipal works. And it's that perspective that I bring to the association. And we'll talk a little bit about why the association's been successful, but one of those factors is that we bring three different perspectives, the owners, the contractors, and the consultants' perspective together in these documents. So, as I said, from about 1992 onwards, I was a member representing the contractor's perspective on the Joint Municipal Committee, which developed the contract language that we're going to talk about today. When the association was formed in 95, I was a charter member of the Documents Committee, and I remain on the Documents Committee today. For a while, I was chair of the Training and Certification Committee to set up the referee program for dispute resolution. I was also chair of the Education Committee for a while. I've been the primary instructor for these courses and this document since 1995, and I've been a director of the association ever since it began. So I've got lots of history with the organization, and I hope you'll appreciate that while I attempt to present a balanced perspective, my background and my inclination is to speak up for contractors who don't normally get the opportunity to have much influence in the contract language that they're going to have to deal with. So we're going to give you an idea of what does the MMCD, the Master Municipal Construction Documents, and the MMCDA, the Master Municipal Construction Document Association, what do they do? What are they used for? When's a good time to use the MMCD and when not to? Want to give you some idea of why it's been so successful, how we measure that success. And we're going to show you some of the complexities that are involved in managing a contract well. Not only MMCD, but using the MMCD to illustrate some points. And we'll give you an idea of some of the other areas of assistance, the other courses that we can offer should you wish to get into more depth. So the agenda for today is that we're going to spend the first half hour going through the administrative stuff, the introductory stuff, the feedback stuff. We'll then take half an hour to talk about the background of the MMCD and its applicability in our world. Then we'll start getting into What are the documents? What have we created? What are they used for? As I mentioned, we'll have a coffee break to 10:15. Then we'll spend three-quarters of an hour talking about the players. We liken this to a game. We need to know, what are the rules? What are the players? What are their roles? And we'll talk about the way that the MMCD tries to overlap those goals to make a successful project for everyone. And then we'll talk about some of the specific general conditions, which are perhaps a bit novel to MMCD, and the way that we do it and why we do it that way. And then we'll wrap up with some review questions and the closing poll. So that's what we're going to try and do. What is this course not intended to cover? We are not going to go into detail on anything. This is a very broad topic, and in less than 4 hours, we can't do anything in much detail. We do have some other courses for that. We're not going to spend very much time on how to put together a good MMCD tender. I spend a whole day out of a two-day course talking about that. So we'll just touch on that today. We're not going to get into the legal aspects of tendering or the legal aspects of substantial performance or builder's lien or default. Again, that's more detail than you need in an introductory course. But the one thing that some people wonder about is we're not going to talk about the specifications. The bulk of this document is specifications. Only the pink pages are the contract language, the rules of the game. And that's what we're going to concentrate on today. We're not going to talk about the specifications.